Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we want you to keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening for the next 3 hours. We got mad fun in store. Mad fun, I tell you. You will not be disappointed if you keep it locked right here. We got Kerry Kittles. I don't know, something came up yesterday. Couldn't join the show.
What was that all about? We missed Kerry yesterday.
We want to know.
Rob G must have got on him. Did you jump all over him, Rob G, when you talked to Kerry?
I did. I told him, next time you agree to come on the Odd Couple, you clear out your schedule. I don't care whose birthday it is.
Exactly.
Was it one of his kids' birthdays?
No, I don't know. He's with his kids. He told me, he said that he got lost track of time. So
Kerry's a good brother. So he will join us at the bottom of the hour. Of course, NBA veteran and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. We got lots to get into. How was your day, Rob Parker?
Very good. What's today? Today's Wednesday.
Worship Wednesday. Yes. Worship Wednesday.
Yeah, just a lot of running around, some errands, a little Buffalo Wild Wings for lunch.
What happened to your diet? What happened to your...
No, the wings are in the diet. You know that.
Fried wings?
Yes.
Aren't wings fried at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yes, but there's no breading on them, Chris. It's about the breading. Like fried chicken has flour, like the breading. Right. That's the bad stuff. You could eat wings. Wings are very good.
Fried wings.
Yes.
You can eat wings. I get baked wings.
No, fried wings, as long as they're not.
I'm sorry to hold you accountable, but I'm holding you accountable, man. I'm your boy. I mean, You cheating.
But I'm giving you the reason. If it has batter, if it has flour on it, Chris, like fried chicken. You know when you get fried chicken, it has all that stuff on it that's falling up, the flaky stuff? That's flour.
I'm just
that's
saying,
bad
are
for
they
you.
Fried?
Yes,
I just had some baked wings for dinner.
No, baked wings are good, too.
They're better for you than fried because the oil.
No, I get that, but I'm saying I got to live. Can I live a little bit? You know what I'm saying?
Just, like, hey, I'm just trying to help you out, man. I don't know. Eating fried wings is not going to take your gut off. Eating fried wings is not going to impress the 32-year-olds at NABJ around the pool. I'm just saying.
Well, all I want you to know is I did look up the next convention is in Las Vegas in 2022.
Oh, gosh.
So
you know
I'm already getting ready for
nice
that.
Yeah, the nice digs,
I'll have a six-pack. I'll be 58 years old.
Kid,
I'll be ready to roll.
All right. Well, my day, I started my NBA ballot, and I do mean started. I'm putting a lot of time into it, and I'm going to tell you this, because, you know, you vote for several awards, and then you got all NBA teams.
What'd you do?
All defensive
years going
teams.
By. You cheated?
No. I always put time into it, but this year is the most difficult ever, Rob. And that's not hyperbole. It's not prisoner of the moment. The reason is that I'm trying to figure out, because so many guys have missed so many games. And I'm trying to figure out how to weigh that for MVP. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, Nikola Jokic is my MVP. Now, had Harden played the full season, had Embiid played the full season, they certainly would have been ahead of him, and maybe even LeBron had he played the full season. But I'm weighing, okay, do they get in the top five? You know, it's not Harden, he's out, but Embiid, you know. So, and then all NBA teams is really going to be a challenge. But it's a lot of fun, but I'm really putting time into it. And so, yeah, that was a good chunk of my afternoon doing that, and I'm nowhere near finished. So
I was going to say it is a challenging year because of all that's gone on and what's happening. So that'll be interesting.
All right. We got the Odd Couple crew, DJ Alex Tyshert. You've already heard a little bit of him. He's Alex the Vegan.
CB, I got your new laugh.
I know. He didn't even hear it.
Can we hear that? Can we hear it?
Craig Melvin has nothing on you.
Oh my gosh, Rob.
Oh, God. Talk about over the top.
That's Jonas. That's my Jonas
so
Knox
good.
Impression. That's Jonas, my Jonas Knox impression.
Is Jonas listening? He's on his way home or right or whatever.
Right.
Tell
I hope
I
Jonas
heard
is listening.
The Odd Couple when I was off. I turned it on from some entertainment, and all I heard was him laughing at all Rob's jokes.
Is that right?
And agreeing, like, and agreeing with every hot take. It was like, come on, Jonas. What?
Unbelievable.
So we got super producer Rob G in the house. Running things. And on the updates, my man David Gascon finally called me back. I owe him a call. Now we're playing phone tag, but I will get back to the man and be on his podcast very soon. Okay, Rob, let's go to it. Look, tonight's a big night, and some of the listeners may not know. You may know. I mean, I guess you've been at work. But if you haven't, if you've been at home watching sports on television, then you know that in 54 minutes, they will release the NFL schedule for the 2021 season. And Rob, this has become a big deal. I mean, this has become huge. I'm trying to figure out what I can even compare it to. It's become like the announcing of the All-Star team in the NBA. I mean, it is huge. And people are excited and people are hyped. And so we're going to talk a whole lot of NFL in today's show. We do have a few games that we know will take place. Stuff has already leaked, as always is the case. And we know that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers open against the Dallas Cowboys. I like it, Rob. I'm not going to lie. Tom Brady, Dak Prescott returning from injury. Oh, that's going to be a good one. That's one people are excited about. But more, Rob, what people are even more excited about is week four, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, really Tom Brady, return to New England, to Foxborough, to take on Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. And, Rob, I cannot overstate how big some people think this game is. In fact, some people are saying, Rob, that this is the biggest regular season game in NFL history. Your thoughts?
No way, no how. Just like I was told that the Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady Super Bowl was going to be the most watched thing. It was the changing of the guard. It was the old guy who people wanted to consider the GOAT to the guy who could possibly be the
wanted
GOAT.
Wanted to consider.
Right. Well, some. I'm just saying. Not everybody.
99.9%.
Not everybody.
Yes,
nah,
you.
Not everybody. I know
you.
Plenty who don't. But my point is, that was supposed to be. I think it's just a lot of hyperbole. It just depends on what's happening, what's going on, how good the Patriots are. You know, there's a lot of stuff that plays into it. I don't know. Is it the same feel if Tampa Bay is 1-3 to start, or 1-2 to start the season? I don't know. Will it be if Tom Brady's not playing well or the Patriots aren't playing well? I on the schedule, you would assume people would want to watch it, but to say it's the greatest, it'll be the greatest game in NFL history for a regular. It's hard for me to buy into that. I think it's over the top.
Yeah, look, it's huge. I agree with you in that to say it's the biggest game in regular season history, that's too much. That does depend on where the teams at. All right. Tampa Bay, I mean, unless they're winless, and even then, but unless they're 0-3, even if they're 1-2, people are still going to believe they'll get it together just like they did last year when they struggled midway through the season. So I don't think their record, again, unless they're winless, will impact it. But if the Patriots are bad, if the Patriots just look like another team that's not going to make the playoffs like they did last year, that takes away a little bit from it. But it's going to be huge. I mean, even if both teams go into it winless, it's big.
Yeah,
I mean,
but that's not what people are saying. They're not,
but right, it's
different
not the
if you
biggest
said,
in history.
Right.
It's but
different
it's still
to say big.
No matter what.
We get, I
it's
get
huge.
That. It's huge. But it ain't the greatest of all time. Now, if you told me, Chris, it was week, I don't know, 16, 17, and they were
well,
both
not
playing.
That late.
I'm just saying,
maybe
but they
12.
Were both playing. What's that?
Just because, well, you're right. If they're
no,
playing
I'm saying,
for something, but a lot of
I'm
times,
saying
you know,
that they're
that
playing
point,
for something.
Okay,
both teams,
okay.
Say both teams need the game. And
right.
It was Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. If the Patriots win, Brady doesn't make the playoffs. Or do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like if the magnitude
right.
of that
agreed.
Game was of that, then I could buy into it. Then everybody would like, I want to see what happens. Is Bill Belichick going to put up a defense to stop Tom Brady, to get his team to the playoffs? Is Brady going to shred Bill Belichick? Do you, like,
right.
like it has
no,
to have something of that caliber for people to be all in. Yes, people are going to watch. I don't know. Is it a national game? Is it just a regular
oh,
season
you know
game?
It will be. It'll be
yeah,
on
I'm
national
just saying.
TV.
Right. You would
it's
assume
a Sunday
that,
night game. Sunday
okay,
night
so
game.
Sunday night. You know, so all that stuff factors in, no doubt.
Yeah, it, the best games, if we want to look back at the best games in history, whether it's NFL, NBA, baseball, Major League Baseball, Rob, the two things have to be a part of it. One, there does have to be the hype. Right? There does have to be the storyline. And this does indeed have the storyline. So that you can check that box. There's no doubt about it. It's not like Brady's going back as, you know, he is going back as an old man, but he's going back as an old man who's still near the top of his game. So he's going back as a Super Bowl champion. So it's not like he's going back as just a guy who isn't any good anymore. And it's kind of just, you're giving him his flowers because of what he did in the past. No, he's still a great quarterback. But the second element that you need, Rob, is it needs to be a good game. And it needs to be, both teams need to be good. And so if New England holds up its end of the bargain, I'm not worried about Tampa Bay because, like I said, even if they're not, they don't have the best record at that point. They are the defending Super Bowl champions. And you know, they're stacked. Even if Brady, Rob, if Brady is horrible in the first few games, then that's going to be a big part of it, too. Is he done? No, you know what I mean? Like, right. is he? So that'll just add to the story.
I don't think that we disagree that it'll be huge. It's how huge. And it's just hard for me to look at it. As I said before, you know, that Super Bowl with Mahomes and Brady, Chris, that was one that could have been. And I get COVID and all the sports numbers are down and all that. But if anything was going to move the needle upward, you know what I mean? Like, that should have been the Super Bowl to see those two quarterbacks go at it. That's what I thought.
No, I hear you. I mean, I at this moment in time, yeah, sure, I'm excited to see Tom Brady go back to New England. At this moment in time, Rob, I would be more excited to see Tampa Bay and Green Bay, assuming Aaron Rodgers is there. I'd be more excited to see Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, you know, Green Bay, Kansas City, or Tampa Bay, Kansas City. So there are other games that look like, at least now, that they'll be better. We'll see if New England's any good this year. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. How excited are you about Tom Brady, the GOAT's return to Foxborough? Do you think it's the most anticipated regular season game in NFL history? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games,
like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by Discover Card. Now, Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards, basically everywhere. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Okay. 2020 yep. Nielsen report. Limitations do apply. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on, is Tom Brady versus Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots in week four of this season upcoming the biggest regular season game in NFL history?
And, Chris, I want to give a public service announcement to all of our Odd Couple listeners and the people who call in. We love you guys.
Yes.
And Chris and I are big on getting everybody involved. We love the whole concept. We know there are shows that don't take calls and don't want participation. We're one of the few, and we love it. But there are a lot of people who don't get in. We, Chris and I run into people every day that's like, I've been listening to your show for 3 years and I can't get in. And so what we're going to do from here on out, don't be mad at Rob G if you call in or whatever, but it's just going to be one call a week is all we're going to allow. We want to get
for
some new people in.
Each individual caller, yeah.
Exactly.
One call a week.
One call a week, so... Don't waste yours.
So it opens it up for the new callers.
Yeah, so we're hoping to get new people who have been listening for years, who want to get in. We're going to open up some of the phone lines. All right, 877-99 on Fox. And here we go. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother, man. Wow. How is it to my brothers behind the board, man? It's been too long, fellas.
I know. We haven't heard from you.
Right.
Man, I'm gonna put y'all up on game, man. I think I'm about to be in Broussard's brigade for the rest of my life, man. Just got married out here in Hawaii, so.
Wow. Oh, congratulations, man.
Mazel tov.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes.
Thank y'all, but that's why I had to take a little break, man. I'm calling from the bathroom right now because my wife threatened to divorce me if I call y'all during the vacation. But.
Hey, that's all right. I watched Tiger Woods during my honeymoon, and look what it got me.
Yeah, don't follow that path.
Hey, you know I love you, Ugg, but yeah, I'm going to stick to Broussard Brigade on this one, man. But look, my take on this, man, is just like Rob said, it's a whole lot of preseason hype, man. When the Patriots are 0-3 going into that Week 4 matchup, is it still going to be the biggest matchup of the regular season? Come on, man. There's a whole lot of media hype. There's a whole lot of people trying to hang on to that to that Tom Brady versus Bill Belichick drama, man, to me, it's still going to be whatever happens with the KC Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man.
All right, well, Sean.
And Brady Belichick is over. I mean, Brady's won, period. It's over.
It's never it's never about a coach and a player. I hate to break it to you.
But what people are wondering who won the quote unquote divorce.
Okay, but if Brady. But if Belichick wins the next two Super Bowls, then would it be Belichick or would it be Brady?
No, it'll be Brady.
Okay.
Because Brady left and won in the first year.
But I'm saying if he won two,
both of them will be winners, obviously that'd be great for Belichick. But
I think it'll be a different narrative if he won the next two Super Bowls. All right, Dre. In Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Hey, what it do, fellas?
How you?
What up, brother?
I'm good. Hey, first of all, I need to apologize for having the audacity to insult the Sultan of TV shows past Rob Parker. We're not coming with the facts about that OJ thing. I don't know where I got that from. I was off on that one.
You were off on that one, but
okay,
it's all
that
good.
On Twitter?
Hey,
no,
hey,
I was with us.
I can't send you no Jordan, but
Chris,
I can send you, huh?
No, Chris was here. That's when he talked about OJ was
Simpson?
The first black
person
on Mayberry.
Right.
But
yeah,
I can't send you no Jordan, but I can send you some Chuck Nevins if you want those.
No, I'll pass on the Chuck Nevins. All right. What you got?
I still think it's going to be a very interesting matchup because I think it'll give a chance to see, like, when Dr. Frankenstein meet the monster, who going to win? You know, did you create Tom Brady? Because you should be able to break him down if you did, you know what I'm saying? What you going to throw at him to confuse him? And then here go Tom's chance to show you, hey, you didn't make me, brother. Because I know we like to talk about that Tampa Bay team, but when people forget, that Tampa Bay team was loaded. You take away a couple of them, 20 of those interceptions, and they would have been a playoff team.
Take away 20 of those interceptions. You know what? Take away Kevin Durant in Golden State, and LeBron's got 6 rings.
What I'm saying is, are you saying another decent quarterback couldn't have won with that squad?
What was their record the year before Brady
got there? You're right, Dre. Your point is well taken.
Okay. 7-9, Dre.
I'm with you, Dre. I'm with you. Thank you.
You just had another OJ moment, man. Stop it.
Marty in Kentucky.
You call up next week and apologize to me.
You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? I just want to say congratulations to my brother of another color, Sean in Sacramento, on his marriage. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, that is
he's
good
enjoying
news.
Hawaii.
You know what? Everybody, go ahead. You got a chance to do it, and see what happens.
Yeah.
That's all.
Works for some of us, Rob.
What are you saying, Rob? You already throwing shade on his marriage?
No, I'm happy for Sean. Let me tell you something. When I got married, Marty and Chris, I was the happiest man in the world. I never thought I would get divorced. I did not. It didn't work out, but I didn't go into it thinking I was going to get divorced. I didn't. I was happy.
I don't know if you want to even answer this, but and I understand if you don't. How soon in did you know?
48 hours count? No, I'm just kidding. It was three, four years in. You know what I mean?
I heard it was a honeymoon when she said, "You're done."
Yeah, right. That was it.
I heard Broussard making fun of mocking Jonas Knox earlier. I think you might be a little jealous of how well he does your intro and how long-winded he is.
Yeah, he is.
I heard his all yes is much.
It's about 4 minutes long. You know,
it's pretty solid, guys. But I just want to say that I believe it will be the most hyped game ever. All three major American sports. I've seen these games hyped up where big time players play their own team, and they don't usually live up to the hype. They never seem to have the intensity that rivalries do. Rivalries just are on another level, and sometimes I'm let down by them. Of course, I'll watch it. I'll be excited, but I don't expect it to live up to the hype.
That's a good call, Marty. Rob, especially with the modern technology, it's going to be hype beyond belief. It's going to be ridiculous. Yeah, and so I'm with Marty on that, but usually it is a letdown in those situations. But we'll see. We'll see what happens when – I mean, Rob, if there are a few other – I can think of a few NBA games – that were huge. I mean, Michael Jordan's first game with the Washington Wizards?
Can't even remember.
Forget Chicago. Really?
Can't even
I covered
remember.
It. I believe it was in Madison Square Garden. And that was maybe his first game back in the Garden, but he hit the game winner. But I think that's a big game. His first game back from baseball, played the Indiana Pacers. I remember that when it was on Sunday afternoon. So some of those games are big too. All right, we got our man Kerry Kittles coming up in a few moments, but first.
Oh, sure.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is a former NBA veteran, a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst nowadays, our man, Kerry Kittles. What up, man?
What's happening?
How you doing?
Good. Where were you at? Chuck E. Cheese good. Yesterday? Where were you at?
Oh, man, five kids, man. Let me tell you something. There's a
you
lot going
five?
On over here.
Yes. What is the age range, Kerry?
17 through 8.
Oh, 17 through 8. So you and your wife never went to the movies. I get it. Okay, I understand.
Yeah. You know what it's about.
Yes. All right, well, let's get to the NBA. And I started looking at my NBA ballot, you know, for regular season awards today, Kerry. I'm one of the voters. And I want to ask you, this is the hardest it's ever been for me because I'm trying to weigh, you know, the value of missing games. Like Joel Embiid, I think he very well could and probably would be the NBA or MVP front runner had he played, you know, 75, 80% of the games during the season. But he's only played 48 or 49 games. And so I'm asking you, as a player at 49, he'll probably play 50 out of 72 or something like that. As a player, would that deter you from voting for a guy for MVP? I'm not saying you got to play all 82 or 72 in this case, but I do think availability is a big part of it. And a guy like Nikola Jokic playing every game is big, especially in this day and age of load management.
Yeah, I would agree with that, no doubt about it. I think, you know, for me, you have to be in the lineup. You have to show your value on a night-to-night basis, if possible. You know, if you want to rest a game or two here or there, I'm fine with that. You know, watch your body and see how it feels. But if you're healthy, get out there and play. And, you know, Embiid has been dealing with injuries most of his career on and off. But, I mean, Jokic has been solid throughout, start to finish. You know, and the value that you said earlier, what he brings to that team is immeasurable in my point. That's why I think he's my favorite for MVP.
How about when you talk about using that rookie of the year and LaMelo Ball? I mean, I know a lot of people are pushing for him, and I keep saying it's not about who's going to be the better player long term, because you would assume it could be him, but it's about who played this year, who was the best rookie, and Kerry usually – you know, the rookie with the highest scoring average normally wins, normally, not always. Who would you have for rookie of the year?
Oh, that's a good one. I think Anthony Kidd has been, you know, he's really shown some really good flashes. Yeah. They both have been playing well in spurts overall. I think maybe you go back to the Grand Hill, Jason Kidd time and just split the award this year.
Oh, I hate the split. Oh, come on. No, that's like kissing your sister. I hate that.
Well,
neither one
have distinguished themselves as the clear favorite for winning the award, right? I mean,
Melo
has been having a lot of hype, and he's probably, you know, because he's more of a facilitator and distributor and he's a little more flashy. But Anthony Edwards' kid has been just so solid throughout the entire season.
And he's been better, though. Am I right, Chris? The second half, since the All-Star break, he's actually played better.
I think LaMelo, if you just look at who's played better, I would go with LaMelo. But again, he's played, I think, 48, 49
he's
games.
He's missed 21 games.
And Anthony Edwards has been great. He's averaging 18, almost 19 points a game. He's really picked – he averaged 24, I think, in April.
And he increased his three-point shot got better as the year progressed.
Right, he's gotten better.
Right, I'm going with him. I got Melo second. Let me ask you this, Kerry, and this just kind of popped into my mind, but what is it like to be an NBA rookie? I mean, you came into the league, you were a lottery pick, so you're a guy that had a great college career. What is it like when you are a rookie in the NBA and you're going against a Michael Jordan in your case? You're going against a Charles Barkley.
Like, can you believe it? Like, you're out there with them? What is your thought? Right.
Yeah, you know, I think initially, you know, you're pinching yourself, right, when you're, you know, you're putting on that jersey for the first couple times in whatever arena you're in, and you're going to go out there and the bright lights are on, right, in this actual NBA game, and you look across the court, and you're going to see some Hall of Famer. You know, in my era, 96, it was – you know, it was Patrick Ewing. It was Hakeem Olajuwon. It was David Robinson. You got Michael Jordan. Then you got Reggie Miller. So I think it takes a little bit of time, you know, just like to kind of get past the initial shock of, like, where you're actually at. And I'm going to be actually guarding Reggie Miller, chasing him off screens tonight. And the Davis brothers are setting these nasty screens. So that was it's an amazing time. It's fun. And then you earn your keep. You make a few shots here or there. And you earn their respect, and then it's game on.
What about even practice? Even like your first, I mean, you went in as the eighth pick of the draft, so all the veterans know, oh, you know, Kerry Kittles you've been hyped up and all this. Do the vets go at you? I know that there's the rookie hazing and all that, but I mean on the court, do they go at you to see what you're made of?
Almost
in a mean way, like, if you're not tough enough, you're just going to crumble? Do they try to punk you like that?
Or, I mean, it was intense. I was talking to John Wallace recently. He had a slightly different experience with the Knicks because it was so heavy loaded at the forward spot with LJ and Oak and those guys. He was really fighting for minutes. But with me with the Nets, you know, I had Kendall Gill, you know, it was Kevin Edwards that were there playing my position, you know, that wing spot. So, yeah, it was intense. It was fun. It was really competitive. I think after a while, once they see that you don't back down and you can actually play, you know, you can make shots on them, you score on them, you drive past them, you know, look at you with a different kind of look. And after that, it's just they respect you as their teammate more as like a competitor.
When do you remember the first shot you took and whether you made it? Like were there nerves or like, okay, this is open, I can knock this down, maybe I'll pass, I'm not ready yet? Do you go through any of that, or was it just natural? Because I just wonder, once you get on that court, you know, and you played in college, and again, you were a lottery pick, it's not like you hadn't played, but in the NBA, still, until you take your first shot, make your first shot, what was that like?
Yeah, I don't remember my first shot, actually. But I do remember, like, early on, you know, in the preseason, we had a game we played against the Golden State Warriors in Virginia because Joe Smith was playing for the Warriors, and it was a homecoming game for him, I think, in Hampton, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And I remember playing against Sprewell in that game, and it was just like, oh, wow. You know, and I think I scored close to 20 points in that game. And so you remember those moments, right? Those preseason games, you're standing in some rinky-dinky hotel, you know, it's not the Ritz-Carlton, and then you're going on a court against Chris Mullin and Latrell Sprewell. It was a fun, competitive game, and, I mean, that was an eye-opening experience for me.
Let's go to the Lakers. Anthony Davis in that game that went over the Knicks. The groin, they were working on his groin, and now he's not playing. I don't blame him not playing against Houston. Does that concern you at all that Anthony Davis has come back? And I know it's just the groin.
Well, and LeBron's not playing tonight.
And LeBron either. So they're going to hold him out. But the Anthony Davis just re-injured. What's a groin like? And does it take a while for you to get over it? You know what I mean? Like, I know it ain't going away overnight, but how long does a groin injury stick around?
Yeah, that's not going away anytime soon, depending on how much he strained it. But I think, once again, we're talking about injuries, and now we're in May, and the playoffs are right around the corner. This is concerning to me. It's the same with the Nets. I mean, I think Kyrie will be fine with the eye, you know, with the facial injury. But, you know, your Harden's coming back tonight. Anytime you're trying to find your way this late in the season, it should be concerning to all fans. I don't care who you are, how good you are, and Anthony Davis should be fine, you know, for the playoffs. But I think, you know, those lingering injuries, hamstrings, a sore back, you know, quad muscles, those things are lingering, and you don't want to be playing 75-80%. In the postseason, especially if you're Anthony Davis, and you got to go out there and guard perhaps the Phoenix Suns or a play-in game against the Warriors. Are you kidding me? That's a lot of running.
you're right about that. What the Nets, we all three of us like the Nets when they're fully healthy. I got to be honest, though, Kerry. I'm I think James Harden is their most important player. I think if he's playing every game in the playoffs, they should win the championship. I think if he doesn't play, I don't think they can get out of the East, at least not this year. Are you surprised, and why do you think it's the case that when they've just had KD and Kyrie, they have not looked good? I think they're under 500 when it's just been those two playing.
Yeah, I mean, no question about it. He is their most valuable player. What he does when he has the ball, the attention that he draws, his court vision. I mean, he's honestly, he has one of the highest IQs in the entire NBA. And he's pound for pound one of the most skilled players in the NBA. So they definitely need him to get out the East this year. It would be a shame if, you know, they put this team together and they have these talented players that are right in their prime and they just can't get healthy right at the right time. But I think you're right. They need him to be on the court, playing at full capacity, making everyone else better around him, making the game easier for KD and Kyrie. I mean, those guys are working so hard for every bucket. And that takes a lot out of you when you have to work so hard, because you're the only two guys on the court who can really create offense when you look at their roster, you know, besides Harden. So all the attention is on KD and Kyrie, and they're taking these tough contested shots. So that's going to be really challenging for the Nets. Hopefully he's going to come back tonight and he's healthy, and they're able to move on and advance in the postseason.
All right. That's our man, Kerry Kittles, former NBA veteran. We appreciate it, brother.
Yep,
thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Kerry.
Okay.
All right. James Harden, speaking of him, is returning tonight for the Brooklyn Nets. What should we expect? We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And tonight, look, we were all looking forward to LeBron James's return from the ankle injury. We thought he'd come back against Houston tonight, but he tweeted out a couple hours ago that it's going to be a little bit longer. And we talked about Anthony Davis with Kerry Kittles and how, I guess, bothersome or troublesome that groin could be. We'll see. But this ankle, I mean, the fact that LeBron is not playing tonight is a tad concerning to me as a guy who'd like to see the Lakers at full strength. Because why? It must not have healed properly, or at least it's not ready yet.
You're talking about LeBron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other reason for him not to play, but anyway, there's another guy returning, so all is not lost tonight, and that's James Harden. And Brooklyn will be starting in about 20, 30 minutes. They play against San Antonio, and James Harden is back. I don't know how many straight games he's missed, but man, he's been out for a while. Kevin
this
Durant
whole NBA
is playing.
Season has it's just crazy, been so man. Disjointed, Chris. I don't know. I can't blame. They claim that it's not more injuries than the past. It doesn't feel like that
There's
to me.
There's no way.
Am I right?
It's definitely more. At least to the stars, Rob. Maybe numerically, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what the NBA, though. I remember reading something not too far long ago that said the numbers were no different than average years. And I'm like, really? It just seems like there's so many people hurt.
Look, let's just go down the line quickly. Brooklyn, all three have been hurt. But we can even just say Harden and Durant. Okay?
Right.
Philadelphia, Embiid's been hurt. Ben Simmons missed some games. And Ben Simmons only played like seven or eight more games than Embiid. So they've had their injuries. Milwaukee's been, for the most part, I mean, Giannis was
Drew
out
Holiday
bit.
Was hurt.
Drew
right?
Holiday usually has some injuries he's dealing
he
with. Jaylen Brown
year.
In Boston he's now out. Is out. If you go to the West, Utah, Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley are out. They're two starting guards. And Mitchell's their best player, certainly their best offensive player. Phoenix has been healthy. Denver, Jamal Murray's out.
Murray's out.
You know, and now the Lakers, their two superstars have battled injuries. I mean, come on. I don't care if there's 100 injuries this year. That's what it usually is. Okay, fine. But there are not this many superstars hurt, Rob. And it is bad, and I got to be honest, it's hard. You know, we will make our predictions and all that before the playoffs start.
It's harder when you don't know who's playing, right?
It's all. I mean, look, the Lakers are a completely different team if AD or LeBron isn't playing or isn't close to full health. And same thing for Brooklyn, you know. And Kyrie is out tonight. Remember, he got hit yesterday. On the face, it appears that it's just a bruise, a bone bruise on the face. No concussion, no broken bones. He's not playing tonight. Maybe that means he's got headaches. I'm not sure. But he's out. But
nothing serious, right? Nothing.
Yeah,
serious.
Yeah. Thankfully, he's nothing serious. Look, if he's having headaches, you shouldn't be playing. But if he's not, I would play. Because I just think they got to get their three guys on the court together.
Now, who would they play in the first round? Because I was looking at that. They would play
third.
Charlotte.
It's still open just because, you know, the Knicks could have. Knicks, remember we talked about the Knicks yesterday. They dropped to sixth. Right now, Brooklyn's second.
No, Brooklyn's second.
They're
a game ahead
of Milwaukee, right? So they're second. Right now, they would play Boston.
And Milwaukee would play the Knicks, right? Three would play six.
Milwaukee would play New York.
Right. And the other thing with the Celtics.
Boston,
the Celtics,
they without Jaylen Brown, but that's not really a first-round matchup, you know, you'd like to see. I mean,
but you got to play some, right? But Charlotte's in there, too. I saw it was either Boston, Charlotte, or somebody else.
There's two games separating them right now. So
right. But it's just interesting to me. You know, how it plays out in the matchups. And if you're a good team, Chris, and you're going to go there, you're going to have to beat some good teams along the way. So you can't fret like, oh, who we're playing. Dude, you got to win four. Doesn't matter who you're playing. Because eventually, if you want to get to the championship, you're going to have to beat a good team.
No, I agree. And I would say to the Nets, they don't mind not being the number one seed.
No, I don't think that's like.
Not at all. No. Because they've sat guys out in big games.
In big games that they were upset. Right. You remember against Philadelphia, they didn't play?
Yeah.
Right. That was a game that could have made a difference. Yep. They lost that game. They made a big comeback and lost at the end. But if they played their guys, they could have won that game. They had a shot to win it.
Absolutely. So, they made this bed, and they'll have to deal with it. I think, Rob, I mean, again, we'll make our picks. But if Harden's not playing that second round, which we assume he will. I mean, he's coming back tonight. We'll assume he'll remain healthy. But I think Milwaukee would get him. At least right now, that's the way I feel, if Harden wasn't playing in that second round. But we will see. So he's back tonight against San Antonio. He's not starting, Rob, which is interesting. Probably means he's on a minutes restriction, which is disappointing, but it is what it is. So we'll see how they look tonight. They haven't looked great lately. So big night tonight in Brooklyn. James Harden returns to the Nets. All right, we got 2 hours left. A lot of NFL. Keep it locked, Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.